All signs say consumer confidence is high and the economy is strong, but it turns out the housing market is slowing, at least nationally. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which charts U.S. repeat house sales, says even though home prices rose 5.9% in July, that was the slowest pace of growth seen in the last 10 months. So is the Valley's housing market also headed for stagnation? With us to talk about that is Jim Belfiore, founder and CEO of Belfiore Real Estate Consulting. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
So relative to what the S&P Case-Shiller Index found, what are you seeing here in Phoenix?
Well, we haven't seen the signs that are being seen nationally here locally, at least quite yet. We're seeing some softening on the upper end, but really the bulk of housing priced under $400,000 is still, you know, selling at a fairly strong pace.
Do you find that the Valley's housing market is often leading the national trend? Is it sort of a follower in that? How does it rate relative to what we see on the national level traditionally?
Traditionally, the Valley has led the national market. I think that the trend is a little bit different presently because we are hearing from other markets, as recognized by the Case-Shiller Index and some of the news reports that you're hearing probably nationally. Our housing market has continued to long strong at this particular point. We think that's for a number of reasons, but primarily because we have a lot more pent-up demand. We were stricken much harder with the housing bubble and the ensuing years. The years that followed, the recovery took a lot longer. And I think our employment growth has been much more healthy than it has been nationally.
So you mentioned you're seeing a little bit in the upper end of the market, what we're seeing nationally. How are things doing sort of in the middle to more modest price levels?
Well, Mark, the entry level and first move up housing segments under $400,000 are still fairly healthy. Anything under $250,000 is selling at a very healthy clip. In the outskirts of the suburban areas and into the exurban areas, areas like Coolidge, Florence, the Hunt Highway, Buckeye, Surprise, those areas have seen the healthiest growth. We're talking double-digit growth, 20%, 25% growth year over year in net new home sales, particularly in the new home market. When you get into the $400,000 plus, we're seeing slowing, and I think that that's the reason for that is largely the mortgage interest rate increases that we're seeing. People that purchase their homes with 3.5%, they have 3.5%, 4% fixed 30-year mortgage rates. When you start to see those tick up to 4.5%, 5%, which is where we're about at right now, it's a disincentive for folks considering purchasing a home. They're looking at a higher home price than the home probably that they're living in presently, and you couple that with a higher mortgage interest rate, it's going to increase, obviously, the payment that they're paying on a monthly basis much more significantly than it would be if they were just purchasing a more expensive home.
Well, does that indicate to you then that people maybe who are in some of those newer homes, maybe under the $250,000 level, are they not as able? Is there less mobility for them to move up to maybe something bigger, maybe something a little closer into town then?
Absolutely. Yeah. So to give you an idea how mortgage rates affect payments, if you're somebody purchasing a $250,000 home, let's say that you have a $250,000 home that you were considering at a 4% interest rate, and the rate increased to 5%, just one percentage point, the monthly payment for that home on a 30-year fixed rate basis is going to go up $148 monthly. Hmm. On a $400,000 home, a $500,000 home, $400,000 or $500,000 home, that price point is going to go up $237 to $298 on a monthly basis. So the higher the price of the home, the less likely, the less mobile I think that you're going to find that those buyers are. And so we're going to continue to see this as mortgage interest rates increase because they're projected to increase over the next 24 to 36 months, with the economy being as healthy as it is, with unemployment being as low as it is. I think we're seeing, when we look at the comments from the Federal Reserve, they're increasing short-term rates, and that ultimately affects bond rates, and investors tend to push bond rates upwards, which affects mortgage interest rates. Ultimately, it means higher mortgage interest rates for buyers, and as we see those mortgage interest rates increase, we're likely to see fewer people that own homes already being mobile.
All right, Jim, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're unfortunately going to have to leave this part of the conversation anyway.
Sure.
That's Jim Belfiore with Belfiore Real Estate Consulting. Jim, thank you.
Thank you so much.